Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yes, great day to continue our 10th anniversary celebration on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Busy week for justice, that's for sure. In the MAGA world, the twice impeached, once indicted, ex-Oval Office occupant, now found liable in the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit for sexual abuse and defamation to the tune of $5 million, and maybe some more money, too, as he kind of doubled down on the defamation business during that crazy, ill-advised CNN town hall. We'll talk more about that. And his acolyte, karma coming faster for his acolyte, George Santos, facing now 13 federal fraud charges, could land him 20-plus years behind a federal pen, should he be convicted. He vowing to fight the so-called witch hunt, and, of course, not resigning and running for re-election. Another day in MAGAland. We'll take it all on, surround ourselves with great music, and get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Friday, May 12th. It's a coffee clatch out west, 10 a.m., lunchtime, Central and Eastern, 12 noon Central and 1 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Take along for that live ride. Avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page and Twitter, a 24/7 oasis at AB Writes. All being held with the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Here, Chell Tucker Carlson might have a show on Twitter. I don't know how that works, but we'll find out more about it, I'm sure. Hey, the show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin', America Runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites. Please do so safely. America Runs in Dunkin'. PopNet, it's ours, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And those robust roundtables, you're truly in the midst of the mayhem this week, and you know how it went. Those of you who tagged along, and even if you didn't, you kind of know how it goes. We'll talk more about it. I made some suggestions that did not sit well with my progressive friends. I'll reveal that later, too. But let's kick things off with a song that we'll dedicate to Donald Trump from E. Jean Carroll. She cuts you once, she cuts you twice, and maybe a third time, too, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy belated birthday to the piano man, Billy Joel, with 74 candles in his cake. And we'd love to hear from you. Welcome aboard, it is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. You don't really mind the pain.
You've been locked outside the door. Stand there pleading with your inside bleeding, 'cause you deep down want some more. Let's hope you don't really mind the pain. You don't mind the pain.
Dodging questions, George Santos sat down for his first TV interview since stepping back from his committee assignment. In what appeared to be a scripted and edited conversation with conservative outlet OAN.
And now a The Late Show exclusive, Stephen Colbert's interview of OAN's interview of Congressman George Santos.
Congressman, thanks for sitting down with me.
It was a bad decision.
Probably. Let's start with an easy question. Are you George Santos?
No.
You're not George Santos?
Honestly, no.
Okay, tell me this. True or false?
False.
I didn't ask you the question yet.
I don't know what is asked of me right now.
Right now I'm asking, if you're not George Santos, where is he?
Oh, George Santos lives in a fantasy world.
Congressman, tell me a little bit about your campaign last fall.
I faked my way to Congress.
And do you feel at all sorry for that?
I don't know what looking sorry looks like to you, Caitlin.
I'm not Caitlin. I'm Stephen Colbert.
That's who I am.
No, you're not Stephen Colbert. I am.
No.
George Santos says what?
What?
Ha ha! Got you, George. Damn it.
George Santos, nobody even knows. Got evicted, then got rich for leftover paper trail. Volleyball left a roof, then graduated NYU at 9/11. Killed your mom while she was in Brazil. Jewish but Catholic, you embellished this a bit. So sad, loved ones lost in the Pulse and Holocaust. Such a pretty drag queen, Harper City Ponzi scheme, Goldman Sachs and City Group hired you but did not.
You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar. If George Santos says it, then it must be bullshit.
Walking down Fifth Avenue, mugged by men who stole your shoes. Still there's no police report that matches that plot. Horace Mann Preppy School has no memory of you. Stole a whole GoFundMe for a homeless vet star. Stop the steal, making deals, all your real estate's unreal. Fact check, by the time still McCarthy doesn't mind. Need your vote, he's a boss, it's no problem breaking laws. Power hungry, run by greed, welcome to the GOP.
You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar. If George Santos says it, then it must be bullshit. You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar. If George Santos says it, then it must be bullshit.
that one in ages. Culture Club and Karma Chameleon. And on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show, we'll send that one out to George Santos. Karma is coming for the chameleon. 13 federal counts on his head, not resigning, running for re-election, could spend 20-plus years in jail. Sounds like an intriguing story, doesn't it? And George Santos is an effing liar. That one from the great founder, Singh. And a couple of folks wanted to hear that one. Donny, Shay, Nixie, and Fritz. Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Hardy Irregulars all chiming in for that song. I guess we had to play it in honor of the indictments. And those indictments are one indictment for all those charges. I guess that's how they word it. Mr. Big Stuff from Gene Knight for Colada, who said you can choose. It'll be for Trump, Santos, or Tucker Carlson, your pick. How about all three? And Billy Joel, the piano man, happy belated birthday, 74 candles on his cake on May 9th. And Stiletto, you cut me once, she cuts you twice, she cuts you all the time. E. Jean Carroll going for it, $5 million in her bank. We'll see, of course, the big orange menace is vowing to appeal. He has no appeal, but he's vowing to do so. But double down on all of it, all the wacko garbage that he spews at that ill-advised CNN town hall, so she may, in fact, sue him again. Her lawyer, the crackerjack Robbie Kaplan, says nothing is off the table, and E. Jean Carroll's statement comes out about his vile rhetoric and how she feels bad for young men because they should not be influenced by this caveman mentality. Indeed, I agree with her. What a strong woman. What a great case, justice finally, but we'll see how it goes. Of course, he parses everything, and some folks buy it. Let's get into it. Of course, the CNN town hall, we've been talking about it all week long on various other outlets, and I know most folks think it was not a good idea, and that's what I think. I don't think it was a bad idea necessarily to, you know, you can't just ignore him. He's not going to go away. We understand that. Anderson Cooper came out with, I guess they made him do it, doubling down on the fact that we did this. You can have a right to be outraged, blah, 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 but this guy is leading in the polls in the Republican Party, and in some polls he's even leading against head-to-head with Biden. Again, you know how I feel about polls, but his point is you can't just silo yourself in the media, and I agree with that part of it. The question is the forum, the timing and the forum. It was an ill-advised forum to have a town hall with a sycophantic audience. That's not necessary. What you need, and unfortunately, I don't want to pile on because so many people are piling on in Caitlin Collins. She did the best she could, but she does not have the depth of experience to handle someone like that who's going to steamroll right over. A person like Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper, Leslie Stahl certainly could do it. He walked out on Leslie Stahl because he didn't like the questions that she asked in 60 Minutes. But a sit-down interview that you hold his feet to the fire, that's the way to do it, not with this crowd. And the first question out of the box about the election, what does he do? He doubles down on the thing was rigged. I'm saying one and done. If you can't face reality, 60-plus court cases, it's not true, sir. Out you go. That's how you should handle it. They didn't do it that way, ill-advised, but it worked to their advantage. Chris Licht wanted it. He got a bigger audience. Some folks say he's moving towards the next Fox. So maybe they should offer Tucker Carlson the 8 o'clock slot. Who knows? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, .net chat box. Allegedly, Carlson has announced that he's going to have a show on Twitter, although Elon Musk has not confirmed it. I don't know how you do a show on Twitter, but I guess we'll find out, and will we still be on Twitter at that point? Rachel Elsewhere says, I am more disappointed in Anderson Cooper with his comments than CNN. You were the only reason, Anderson Cooper, that I ever watched. No more. I look for news, and CNN no longer provides it. They are an entertainment company looking for ratings and money over journalistic integrity. Eric says, what I hate about Anderson Cooper's defense of CNN's lame town hall with Donald Trump is he presents a false choice. Ignore Trump or platform him with no effective pushback. Why not challenge him effectively and admit that you failed this time? That's what I was saying. Come up with a better format. And the format, again, is a tough journalist going head-to-head, one-on-one, no audience. You don't need a town hall. And also the timing of this idea that they defend themselves by saying that, well, he is leading in the polls. Yes, but it's still early in the race, and some other people might get in the race, like DeSantis, maybe Christie, maybe Chris Sununu. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but the point is it's still early. Why do it today? And are you doing Nikki Haley next week and Mike Pence the week after? I mean, how is that going to work? It doesn't really make sense. It doesn't add up except if it's just a ratings grab, and that's what they got for it, and a lot of backlash as well. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, and, of course, though, some folks say Donald Trump did himself in with his legal woes because he gave some fodder for the prosecutors in his various cases, including the documents case, Mar-a-Lago, where he says he can take the documents. He might have shown them. He's not sure if he showed it to anybody. These are all things they can use. Just doubling down on all his garbage and lies. And everything's a rigged deal. the election was rigged. The jury in New York was a rigged deal. If you win, it's legit. If you don't win, obviously it was rigged. It's crazy. And by the way, with January 6th, he says he's going to pardon a large portion of those protesting. Maybe a couple were over the mark, but these people have been treated very unfairly. And by the way, January 6th, it was a beautiful day. Are you kidding me? Weigh in on the Amy Bedard Greeley Show. Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday to Bono from U2.
The heart is a blue.
Bit by bit, excuse by excuse, we're putting Donald Trump above the law. We are rendering indefensible conduct normal, legal, and appropriate, as though he were a king. And now, Donald Trump has been suggesting, not even subtly, that any legal action against him could result in violence.
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
Our former president is apparently now suggesting that if he is prosecuted, his supporters should stand up to our constitutional order and the rule of law. Stand up and through whatever means are needed, prevent his prosecution. Prevent the application of the law.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it.
It is hard to see this as anything but a direct threat to our Constitution, to our Republic, and a credible one at that. One can only wonder, is this where the Republican Party will go next? That prosecution is inappropriate because MAGA will violently oppose it.
When I look and smile, And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. What do you think I see? Summer cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch.
witch hunters out there, and Amy Beth Arkley's show, Fifth Estate, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, for Bryn, and Season the Witch from Donovan Leitch, a.k.a. Donovan, the groovy hurdy-gurdy man from the 60s, celebrated his 77th birthday on May 10th. That's usually, Season of the Witch is usually a Halloween staple, but because both Trump and his acolyte, George Santos, keep talking about witch hunts, they figure we'd roll it out. It's a witch hunt. They're after you, and it's all rigged. Because you keep doing bad stuff, guys. Get that message through. That beautiful voice of Brittany Howard smoothing things over for us. Hold On from Alabama Shakes. That'll make you feel better. And Give Me Some Lovin'. Give me Some Lovin' from The Crazy Elephant. That one for all the Republicans. Crazy Republicans. Go find another candidate, will you? And Give me Some Lovin' from the Spencer Davis Group in honor of what he was known as Stevie Winwood back when he joined that group at the age of 14. Went on to be integral parts of both Traffic and Blind Faith, and had, of course, a stellar solo career in the 80s, 90s, and beyond. The great Steve Winwood, rolling on with 75 candles on his cake. Creativity, fountain of youth, that's for sure. Keep start young, keep going, Steve. Good for you, providing all this great entertainment all these years. And what else do we hear? Oh, it's a beautiful day, of course. Bono celebrating his 63rd birthday on May 10th. Bono, of course, the front man for U2 and a great world humanitarian. And beautiful day is what the way Donald Trump characterizes January 6th. Are you kidding me? And that guy is in the lead in the Republican Party. What the heck are you folks thinking? That's all I can say. Let's go to the Twitter feed and around the corner, social media horn, of course, Facebook page, PopNet Shoutbox as well. Way in Twitter at AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be joining us for the live Friday, May 12th, Friday. Lots of folks chiming in. You know I love to play with you in real time. Mike on Twitter says, if I had fallen asleep for 30 years and awakened today, I would not believe the Republican Party supported a Republican president in a coup attempt. But I lived through it, and I still can't believe it. When does this nightmare end? I want America back. Yes, that's what I keep saying. Find another candidate. And to that end, they may. And this is what I've been saying. I don't know if he's going to wind up with the nomination. He has the lead now, but a long way to go, and a lot of legal woes await him and his own mouth and the history of what he's done and people facing reality, and someone else could emerge. What if someone like Chris Sununu, the mayor of New Hampshire, the governor of New Hampshire, gets into the race? He's a young man. He sounds sensible and reasonable. Will he persuade people to vote for him while he still might have policies that most of us on the progressive end wouldn't like? This is my problem with age, and I discussed this on another show earlier this week, the possibility that maybe Joe Biden should step aside. And, you know, I love Joe Biden. He oozes compassion. He's a great man. I think he's done a lot for this country, and he's doing a great job. And if he stepped aside, his ratings would go through the roof because I think people are worried about the age thing. I don't know why they don't worry about it with Trump. He's only a few years younger and in worse shape both physically and mentally, I believe. But they're tagging him with it, and it will stick big time with a younger candidate against him. And that's my concern. If he bowed out, we'd have some kind of a quick primary situation, and maybe somebody like Newsom, who already has a pack, he's going around the country, could emerge. It's just a suggestion because we're not sure how this is all going to play out. That's my only thing. But I do love the guy, and I'm certainly on board if he is, and he does remain in the race, that's for sure. But it's just, it's tough. It really is. Scott says, Trump is a jackass. He continues to lie his fat ass off. He is a complete loser any way you slice it. Always has been. Always will be. The Trump Town Hall was a real despicable atrocity. Shame on CNN for hosting it. And by the way, I'm not giving a pass to Caitlin Collins. She stunk too. Well, I don't want to pile on. I think she was out of her depth a bit just because he steamrolls and the crowd was a bad setup. That's my opinion, as I said before. But, yeah, they have something to answer for, but I don't know if they will. They don't care, as people say. Tom HB says, everyone at CNN knows that Trump is insane and was going to spew the same BS and lies as he always does. You also knew that he would defame E. Jean Carroll again. So she should not only sue Trump again, but she should sue CNN for giving him the platform and the MAGA audience. I'm not sure how that would work. Could she do it? I guess she could definitely sue Trump again, whether she'll do it or not. And her crackerjack lawyer, Robbie Kaplan, says nothing's off the table. She'd have to go through New Hampshire since it took place in New Hampshire. I'm not sure if CNN could get involved in that, too. It's possible, but I don't know. They'd have to prove that they knew for sure that he would say it, maybe. I'm not sure how that would work. You'd have to ask one of the legal eagles to figure that one out, but tough stuff indeed. Hey, you know, while you're slogging through tough stuff and the world is getting you down and the news is heavy to handle, I say step away for a while. Find some diversions, some good stuff to watch. I'm binge-watching on HBO Max. It's an interesting series based on a true story called Love and Death, If you like those murder mysteries, David E. Kelly, they did Big Lies, same team that did that. It's very interesting, intriguing. You can start watching it now if you want to. Somebody Somewhere is back on HBO with Bridget Everett. Great show, quirky, offbeat, sweet show. That is a nice diversion. The White House Plumbers, not really a nice diversion, but takes you back in history, and it's well done so far, also on HBO. So check out some of those things. Just to change the pace a little bit, you know. Keep your mind off things. And the other thing to do is delve into your own creativity. Reconnect with your inner artist. We try to do that with the Inspiration to Action Challenge. Folks reconnect, and it's so happy when it works out. Cindy in Pasadena, California. Oh, I was watching Julia Child, the series about Julia, also on HBO Max. She came from Pasadena, I think. Anyway, Cindy says, I am working on poetry, and I'm also contemplating mixed media art. Thank you so much for the push in the right direction. Hey, you're welcome, Cindy. Keep going. Send us some photos. Send me some poetry, and send me some photos, if you can, of your mixed media contraptions or artworks. I'd love to see that. Keep going, please. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. Need a little push in the right direction? Hey, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. You know it's the first one is on me, but I need about 2 or 3 weeks to connect. Please message me, whatever. Send me a missive via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, other goodies available. And also you can message me with information that you want for Big Story Forgotten 45 requests and guest suggestions as well. Twitter feed, we have the Twitter feed, of course. We have the social media connections, and we also have links to the podcast. One-stop shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com, and you can rip it up, remembering an icon, Little Richard, who we lost a few years ago at the age of 87. And his music, though, still ripping it up, baby.
Well, it's time tonight, and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says, go, go. Have time, cause it's time tonight. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up.
Play the first record for let's see, for Demi, for Perry, for JV, for Bernice, for Vera, and for Beulah, for Effie, for Oliver, for Santa May. Gonna play it for Bulldog. Let's go, man.
Up and left the good times roll. Why can't second of my memory, and I'm gonna move all out of your heart. Turning in my key, and I'm gonna move all out of your heart. There ain't a room enough for two, sharing your heart with someone new will never do.
It's getting mighty crowded,
I'm telling you.
It's getting mighty crowded.
So take these dreams of mine, and I'm gonna move on out of your life. Stop wasting my time.
GOP primary race, getting mighty crowded. Bevy Everett on the Amy Beth Arkowe show, and an old, newish guy who sounds a little old-timey rock and roll, J.D. McPherson, at the Good Times roll, and Little Richard, the icon, one of the originals of the original rock and roll era, passed away at the age of 87 on May 9th in 2020. He would have been 90 this year. Wow. But his music lives on and on. Hey, some breaking news going on. Apparently Lindsey Graham better start lawyering her up. A RICO case may be made down in Georgia. That's what we hear via some insiders who say a witness in Fonnie Willis's investigation have dropped a bombshell saying that Lindsey Graham should be incredibly worried about his legal exposure because she's building a RICO case brick by brick, adding that the whole point with RICO, if you are just kind of one of the bricks, one of the cogs, one of the people who did something to move the conspiracy along, you're going to get caught up in it. And believe something big is coming down from Fonnie Willis because she's already asked for extra security, and she said she's going to release her findings and her charges, potential charges, between July and September of this year. So another justice shoe about to drop on Trump's head, which is why I say he may not wind up being the nominee. Let's just watch it, be vigilant, stay focused, no complacency, and think about it. Blue, no matter who, to fight for democracy. That's what I say, and all the freedoms that we want to hold so dear. Hey, thank you so much, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowe Show or get your podcast, and let's connect via social media. You can find me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'm at AD Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Hey, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and I'll leave you with a classic from Blind Faith, You Can't Find Your Way Home, in honor of Steve Winwood's 75th birthday. Take care, you know. I love you all.